Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for being here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Ted Fishman brings order to this chaos when he joins us, and we always appreciate him for that. He's the author of China, Inc., also Shock of Gray. Folks, whatever Ted does, whatever he writes, whatever he says, you want to know about it. You want to, because you'll be smarter when you gain that knowledge. Ted, thanks again for being here. We're talking about China. Ted's given us a couple of great segments on and reports on China, on the 70th anniversary, on the MBA debacle that's still going on right now. I still think, Ted, that's going to be one of the most interesting parts of this whole thing, the MBA thing, the how they resolve Hong Kong. But I want you to bring in the United States right now. As everyone knows, we're in the middle of a trade negotiation with them. Any given week, we're waxing and waning between we're excited about where we're going to they've turned us down and we rejected all of our offers. Where are we now, and what should we be doing? And are we doing, even if it looks a little bit difficult, is it a smart approach that we're taking?
Yeah, so as you know, we're going into these trade negotiations this week with China, and China is making noises that it's willing to make some kind of deal. What the press is reporting is that China may be willing to buy massive amounts of agricultural products, but not move on the big structural changes that we want in China.
Like intellectual property protection.
Like intellectual property protection, about forced tech transfer. That's another one where companies are forced to give their technology to China without protection, and then they just go into the sea of the copycat economy over there. I was interested to note that in the last 2 days, the United States has also blacklisted 28 Chinese companies for buying U.S. technology. And this is the United States taking a Chinese approach to trade. You know, before the trade war, China effectively restricted U.S. Trade goods from going into China without the use of tariffs. They just banned whole categories of U.S. goods. Mm-hmm. So they're screaming and hollering that we've banned these companies from buying U.S. tech, but at the same time, they're the ones who banned Google.
They taught us how to do that, right?
Yeah, and what happens with the tariff regime is that it forces American buyers of Chinese goods, in particular, you know, we can focus on small businesses. You know, there's a recent survey that said 37% of small businesses are finding their business costs going up because of the trade war.
My research shows about a little bit under that, but it's close. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this was this biz buy sell survey that was reported on Bloomberg. I don't know what their sample set is. And so what that means is that these companies are going to alternative sources of supply. And for the kind of manufacturing that they usually rely on, these are the kinds of things that Chinese companies can set up manufacturing overseas. So in a way, our tariff barriers are pushing Chinese companies abroad and improving China's geopolitical footprint. That's counterproductive to what we would want for our economy and also for our general, you know, status in the world.
And minimizes their and weakens their reasons to negotiate with us. But where do you think this is going to roll out? I've got about a minute left. Where do you think we'll be a year from now? We're 13 months away from an election. Where do you think we'll be 12 months from now with the negotiation with China?
You know, I think Trump is going to try and push for something that makes him look like the trade war was easy to win and he stuck at it. But you're going to have this flip-flop from the Democrats who are going to start demonizing China all the more.
Yeah.
And running on it and say that Trump's been soft.
Is the dysfunction and the weaponization of politics in America hurting our ability to negotiate a better trade deal with China?
Yeah, I mean, things are always bad with China in politics because it's an easy whipping boy in the election cycle, and then we kind of pull back after the elections. But now we haven't pulled back, so everybody only has room to ratchet up their rhetoric even more.
Yeah. Well, this is the point I was making earlier about how politics is hurting our business. And I didn't say Republican or Democrat, but the politics is the dysfunction and the weaponization of politics is hurting our economy and hurting our ability to be really happy about what I think is pretty good times right now. Very last thoughts, Ted, just a couple of seconds.
I agree with that. These are areas in which there was bipartisan consensus in the past, and because it's been politicized so deeply, we just won't have a national strategy that works.
TedCFishman.com, is that right?
That's right.
Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. Don't forget to check out his books. Ted Fishman, we'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.